Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Great, good day, good morning to you. It's going to be a little cloudy, a little rain, and partly sunny skies on the leeward side, possibly some heavy rainfall. It's just going to be a great day. Go out and play golf, because once you're on the course, it doesn't matter if there's a light rain falling, unless there's the thunderstorms, then get off the course. In the east, northeasterly winds will be blowing 15 to 20 miles an hour. So we're going to go straight into, we've got a fabulous show lined up for you this morning. We're going from the Chicago Golf Club. We're going over to Carnoustie. We're going to stop in at Gullen. We're going to go over to South Africa. We're going to stop in at the John Deere Classic. We just have so many things to do, so many people to see, and so much fun to have. But first, we want to start with the inaugural USGA, the U.S. Senior Women's Open Championship. And Ron Cyrak is there, and he's going to explain the Jimmy Buffett connection after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you in part by Creative Plumbing. Call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futura Stone for your business or residence. Pavers for your driveways and parking lots. Concrete colored floors and decorative stone floors. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at Maui School of Golf. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And Ron Cyrak. It was special to the LPGA. You hear him at all of the LPGA events. He's a Golf Channel contributor. He's on Morning Drive on Mondays on Golf Channel. He's PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient. He's the LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient. He's covered over 150 majors. The accolades go on and on. Your achievements are amazing. You co-authored the Vision 54 trilogy with Pia Nilsson and Lynn Marriott. Welcome into the clubhouse, Ron Cyrak.
Thanks for having me on, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
The inaugural USGA Senior Women's Championship. And here I am looking at the names on this leaderboard. The women who just came out on Thursday and Friday. Just a who's who in women's golf. Amazing. Joanne Carner shoots her age. And watching, I felt like I was going back in the 50s because I saw people walking on the fairways following the golfers inside the ropes. Set the stage for us, Ron.
Yeah, it's been an amazing week celebrating women's golf. The creation of this event was a long time coming, and the players absolutely appreciate the fact that it's finally here. And, you know, for many of these women who really were the people who took the LPGA and took women's golf to the next level, that to see this happen was a huge step forward for them. And everybody here, to a person, the 120 competitors who are here, and feel blown away by the golf course, blown away by the quality of the event, and how special they've all been made to feel this week. You know, there was a lot of there was hugs and tears and jokes and all that going on. But boy, what was really fun is when the tournament started on Thursday morning, they all got their game face on and they all said, okay, now let's have at it and play some competitive golf.
And they're playing at an amazing golf course, the Chicago Golf Club. What's that like?
Yeah, this is as good of a place as I've ever seen. And it's one of the golf courses that people get to see least. It's one of the five founding members of the USGA. And it sort of gave this event instant credibility to have the inaugural event be here. It might have the best set of par threes I've ever seen on any golf courses. The green complexes are spectacular. It's a linksy kind of course that you can play on the ground as well as in the air. It's got these brilliant green complexes with false fronts and little hidden deeks all over the place. It's a special place and the perfect place to have the first tournament.
Laura Davies, Julie Engster, Lizelotte Neumann, Hollis Stacey, Pat Bradley, Betsy King, Amy Alcott, and Jane Geddes. They're all U.S. Women's Open winners, and now they're in the U.S. Senior Women's Open, the inaugural, as you said. And I think I was listening in on one comment, and I think it was Pat Bradley. Someone said during the news conferences that, you know, if the USGA's been thinking about it for 20 years, what took them so long? You talked to Mike Davis, the executive director of the USGA. What did take them so long to get the U.S. Senior Women's Open?
Well, I think in one regard, and I talked to Charlie Meacham, who was commissioner of the LPGA in the 90s, and I talked to him about it, and he said, you know, when I was commissioner, there weren't enough senior women professionals in the pipeline to field a full field tournament, you know, and that's not the situation anymore. So in some ways, there is a reason that just in terms of filling out a field that it didn't happen earlier, but the USGA has been really amazing this week by saying, you know, we should have done this sooner. At the players' dinner on Tuesday night, Mike Davis, the CEO of the USGA, said, hey, let's call this the It's About Time Senior Women's Open, you know. So I think that the leadership that's in charge right now realizes this was something that was missing in their list of championships. And they fixed it. And it's to their great credit that they fixed it.
It is. It is. Absolutely. And it's awesome. It's awesome watching the fans walking inside the ropes. How did that come about?
Yeah, but, you know, in one of the things that the USGA did very, very well in the run-up to this event is they sought enormous amount of input from the players. What do the players want? And, you know, the players wanted a quality venue. They got that. The players wanted an intimate feel to the event. And having the spectators walk the fairway is a big part of that. I mean, it's, and literally every group that's out on the golf course has some people following them. And you know, people are able to go out and see some of their heroes from past days and walk literally feet away from them down the fairway. It's also a chance to really, you really experience the golf course when you're doing that, because, you know, if you're a player, you're standing in the fairway and you're looking about, wow, this would be a cool approach shot to have, or how would I play this, or I wonder if I can carry that bunker over there. So it's a whole added dimension to the experience of being a spectator this week.
Yeah, it certainly does. Just looking at pictures made me excited, and it's going to be on Fox today, so you'll be able to watch today and tomorrow on Fox Sports. Julie Engster looks like she's in the lead still. Things are changing on the leaderboard, of course, been playing, but Laura Davies and Trish Johnson, no, there's Laura Davies and Trish Johnson and Julie Engster, that's the leaderboard I have at least. They're under par right now, and Laura Davies with Trish Johnson at the top of the leaderboard. I have to ask you, this would be something. Would Laura Davies finally get into the LPGA Hall of Fame?
Well, it wouldn't, because it's not an LPGA major, you know. So it wouldn't get her in, get her the 2 points that she needs. Although, you know, maybe the LPGA would reconsider somewhere down the road. But as of right now, it's not. They have their five major championships, and this isn't one of them.
Yes, of course, because this is on the senior tour. Yes, as
now,
it were.
a bit of history that could be made here this week, too. If Engster were to win, she would be, there's only five players who've won three different USGA individual championships, and Julie would get a chance to become the sixth. She's won, of course, the Women's Am and the Women's U.S. Open. In fact, she won the Women's Am three consecutive times and the U.S. Open twice, and this would be her third different USGA title.
That's fantastic. I opened the show because, of course, you have to have a great tease.
Yep.
And when I was looking at some of
this, this is one of the best stories of the week going on.
It is. Yep. It truly is. So I think it was on Monday. I see a snapshot of Jimmy Buffett as caddy or some. He's with a player, and I'm thinking, now how did Jimmy Buffett insert himself into the inaugural, you know, U.S. Senior Women's Open? Tell us this story. This is amazing. It has a Hawaii connection.
Yeah, right now, sitting tied for seventh place at the one under par on her round for the day through seven holes and plus two for the tournament is Patricia Earhart, who's an amateur from your neck of the woods. Her day job is that she's the events manager at the Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville surfing team. And she has three daughters who are all competitive surfers. And, you know, she's a surfer chick out here on the leaderboard at the inaugural U.S. Women's Open.
You'd be surprised.
And Jimmy showed up on Monday and, I don't know if he's made it here yet today or not. Not that we know of.
Not yet. But Ron Syrak is writing. He's working with the USGA. You got hired by the USGA to be there.
Yeah, you can find my stuff at usga.org this week. And in fact, we just posted a story about Earhart a little while ago. So,
yes.
If you go there right now, you can find some pithy quotes from her.
It's great. It's USGA, the five things you need to know for today. And Ron's been writing them every day. And she wrote, I just have to share this. He was credentialed as my player instructor. So that's pretty funny. But he turned into the caddy. Then somebody turned him into my uncle. So God knows what he's going to be tomorrow.
Sounds like there was a visit to Margaritaville on the way to that quote.
Exactly. A lot of fun. And some of the conversations that the media had with, for instance, Laura Davies, I thought was fascinating. That she was asked, and you were there because I heard you ask a question, if she'd lost any length since, 20 years ago. And her answer was amazing, wasn't it? That because of the equipment, she's got just about her same game.
Yeah, pretty much. And, Pat Bradley will tell you the same thing. She's probably hitting it as far now as she ever did. But, Laura is, and people don't really appreciate this about Laura. Laura is a really gifted natural athlete. I've seen her play tennis. I've seen her play soccer. And she's just a gifted athlete and doesn't like to practice, but still has her game and is still a really, really competitive person out there.
Right. It's wonderful. So, and inside the ropes on your side, with all, Betsy King, Amy Alcott, Pat Bradley, all making the cut. Who are you following today?
Well, I'll probably after I'm done with talking with you, go out and walk around with the leaders. I'm also fascinated by the fact one of the people who's climbed up the leaderboard today is Rosie Jones, who I haven't seen play in quite a while. I know she's been playing some Legend Tours events, but it's quite a contrast between Laura Davies, who's one of the longest hitters in women's golf, and Rosie Jones, who's one of the shortest. And it's sort of a testimony to what a great golf course this is, that it's scoreable for both kinds of games that way, that the leaderboard would have somebody sitting at first who's a long hitter and somebody sitting at fifth who's a short hitter. I'd probably spend some time with Rosie. One of the things that's personally been satisfying about being here this week, there's a lot of players in this field I've been covering for 30 years, and so many of them have come up to me and just sort of said, "We know you've been out here for a really long time watching us, and we want to thank you for that." And it's one of the ways in which women's golf is my favorite beat to cover. These are the most accessible, generous with their time athletes that you're going to find anywhere. They truly appreciate the fact that it's part of their job is to sell the game of golf and to try to grow the game. And they're all really committed to that. And they see this championship as a huge step forward in growing the women's game.
And there were also stories about Joanne Carner, about how generous she was to fellow competitors, bringing them under the wing.
She was given, after their round yesterday, she was given Hollis Stacey a putting lesson. here's somebody who won two U.S. Opens giving a putting lesson to somebody who won three U.S. Opens. So.
Yeah, we all
but,
need
to... But the younger players will tell you, anybody who came out on tour when Joanne was still out there will tell you that she was amazing. She would play practice rounds with rookies and give them tips, and teach them how to hit certain shots and was always somebody who was trying to share her knowledge as best she could.
That's wonderful. And now the weather is an issue for today, kind of like we have thunderstorms in the forecast, which is what why I brought it up. You might also have a bit of weather.
Yeah, we had about a half an inch of rain overnight. It softened the course a little bit, but not appreciably. It's overcast right now. There's a threat of thunderstorms later in the day, but they moved the tee times up and are playing off two tees and threesomes, and hopefully we'll get this round in before the bad weather comes rolling in.
Now, and this, because they're going off on two separate tees, that changes the you were talking about the tale of two tees in the five things we should know going into today's round, watching on television.
Yeah, the two hardest holes on the golf course are number 10 and number 11. So if you're going out and you're starting your round out on that hole, you're getting slapped around a little bit. But 10 is a, 10's a long par three over water, plays into the wind to a really, really difficult green that slopes strongly from back to front. So it's starting on the second nine is the good news about it is you get the two hardest holes in the golf course with over early.
And how many major events have been played at the Chicago Golf Club? I mean, how many times
This is the 12th USGA championship to be played here. Most of them were a long time ago. This is one of the five founding members of the U.S. Golf Association in 1894. It might be the least seen golf course in America, in the world, maybe. Coming here, I'd never been to this golf course before, and it's my 161st major championship, and I'd never been to this golf course before, and I know very few people who have.
That's why I needed to know from you, because when we're watching, this will be brand new turf for us.
If for nothing else, the broadcast is going to be worth watching to see this golf course. You're going to see some great golf, but you're going to see a really special golf course as well.
And then another thought on Laura when she was talking, Laura Davies talking about her game. She said she doesn't go out on the range and pound four irons. She practices her short game. And I love it. I thought that is such a major message for anyone who is a golfer listening. On the range, sure, it's fun to hit balls, but you really need to work on in the putting area. And if you've got a chipping area, take advantage of it, because that's, as she said, that's where you win or lose this game.
I'll tell you a quick Laura story. Some years ago, there was an LPGA stop in Atlanta, and it was a Saturday. It was a Saturday much like this. It was raining, and Laura comes down to the range, stands under her umbrella and watches players hit balls for about 15 minutes. Then she walks over to the putting green, stands under her umbrella, watches people putt for about 15 minutes. Then she walks over, tees it up on the first tee when her tee time comes, goes out, shoots 67 without ever hitting a ball. And I asked her about it afterwards. She said, "I don't hit balls in nice weather, let alone I'm not going to go out and do it in the rain."
That's priceless. This is wonderful. Now, the LPGA has become such an international force. It's, as we've said many times, it's like watching the Olympics. I mean, there's country versus country. We've got the crown coming up real soon, where the international crown, of course, with teams go up against one another. And Liselotte Neumann is starting the international women's game. That came up during one of the post-round conferences.
It really began, the globalization of the tour. And again, if you go to USGA.org, you'll see the piece I wrote on that. Laura Davies won the U.S. Women's Open in 87, and Liselotte Neumann won it in 88. That's the first time that consecutive U.S. Women's Opens were won by non-American players. And it was the beginning of the globalization of the game. And then 10 years later, in 98, Siri Pack won the U.S. Women's Open, and that brought Asia into the mix. And the first 40 years of the U.S. Women's Open, there were only three non-Americans who won. And since 1987, 18 non-Americans from five different countries have won. So it was really the beginning of the globalization of the women's game was when Laura and Liselotte won back-to-back in the U.S. Women's Open in the late 80s.
Sorry, Ron. they made the mistake of turning my mic off. It's always tough to talk to a guest when you can't, express yourself or be heard. It's wonderful talking with you. Ron Cyrak is special to the LPGA. You can follow him, Ron Cyrak That's at Twitter. And you can go today to the USGA website and learn everything about all the things that are happening at the Chicago Golf Club in Wheaton, Illinois. And this is going to be on Fox Sports 1 today and tomorrow, and get a chance to see the Chicago Golf Club. And go to the USGA.org website and catch up with everything. Ron always has all the inside information. It's always fun to read. You've written some very beautiful, very just telling about the closeness that the women have, the competitiveness that they have. And it's just been a real pleasure following all of the work that you've done for the USGA. Thank you very much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Daniel. My pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to come back and take a look at a couple of golf courses in the UK. I know that one person that we're going to be talking to is James Corrigan. He's going to be checking in with us in a couple of minutes. He just called in on the cell. So naturally, I couldn't connect him. So we're going to take a quick break and, of course, thank the people who make this show possible.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. You don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
So much golf happens in the summertime. It's one fabulous event after another. And of course, we always look forward to going to the United Kingdom, to Scotland, or to England. But we're in Scotland, and we've been in Scotland after being in Ireland. Scotland, of course, for the Scottish Open, and then the Open at Carnoustie, and that'll be coming up this week, and everybody's getting ready for it. But let's go back to Aberdeen Standard Investments Scottish Open. James Corrigan, golf correspondent for the Daily Telegraph, he's with us now, calling in. Welcome into the clubhouse, James. Jamie, good to hear you.
Hi. How are you doing?
Very, very good. Very good. It's interesting to see Tyrrell Hatton and Robert Rock at the top of the leaderboard. I mean, Robert is, what, 41 now?
Yeah, he's having a bit of a bad third round for Robert. The wind has changed. The wind has really got up here today. And it's brutal out there at the moment. And the leaders aren't having much fun out there. You know, it's one of those days when if you went out early, you got the breaks. And now the leaders are struggling out there. So it's going to be a bit of a grind for Robert coming up. But yeah, it was great to see him back. He's a good old chap. He's not that old. He's only 41. But he's, you know, he's a great pro. And with any luck, he can try and pull it around on these last few holes.
It would be great. It would be great because he's such a gentleman. And I understand that the winds switch. So everybody who were playing the first couple of days got used to the wind. And then all of a sudden, if you're there's an uphill, it was downwind, but now it's into the wind and it's, everything just gets switched around.
Well, yeah, early on in the week, front nine giving problems. Now it's the back nine giving problem. It's the back nine giving problem. Now it's the front nine. The wind is doing all just what it wants. You know, it's doing its usual evil thing, messing up everybody's yardage. But it's what links us golf. It's what links golf about, and it's a great, you know, it's a great preparation for next week at Carnoustie.
Yeah, it is exactly a great preparation for Carnoustie. Gullin, in 2015, Ricky Fowler won. And, of course, everybody hoping that Ricky gets his game on. How's he doing? I haven't been able to see
him. He's great. He's up there. He's a couple of shots off. He's playing great. He's such a brilliant links player, Ricky. He's my fancy for next week, actually. I was just telling somebody there. He can really golf his ball, you know. He loves in the wind. He's a creative player. He can see shots. And that's what you've got to be able to do in conditions like this. Because, you know, it's really hot weather over here for us. It's windy. And so, you know, you've really got to be able to see, well, I've got to land the ball 40 yards short, sometimes run it up to the flag. I've got to be able to, you know, cut it into that wind, hold it up. And I think Ricky's probably one of the best to doing that. So I've got really big hopes for him next week. And he's doing great. I wouldn't be surprised if he actually, he won here. You know, he said he won here in 2015. I think he'd probably be the favorite to do it again tomorrow.
I saw Gullin from the air when a drone shot or something. That is a massive piece of land with an itty-bitty-teeny, well, looked like from the air, green. How much yardage is that place?
It's three courses, see. So you've got Gullin number one, number two, and number three. And so what they're playing this week, they're playing basically number one with a couple of holes number two chucked in just because of the... Just because of getting the crowds in them and everything.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a brilliant course. It is a fantastic course. You know, a mile up the road is Muirfield. It's literally a mile up the road.
Wow.
And then you've got Archerfield Links down the road. You know, they call it the Gulf Coast, Scotland's Gulf Coast. It is probably, you know, that I would say it was, you know, it's got to be one of the best golfing environs in the world, this stretch of golf around here. It's incredible. And Gullin, I think, is very underestimated.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you should say that because someone asked Jeff Shackelford on Golf Channel. You probably know Jeff. He travels around covering golf. And he was asked, which, other than St. Andrews, do you think is the best golf destination in Scotland? And he said Gullin. The village is magical, and you leave from the village going. It just sounds like a wonderful place.
Well, and of course, you know, it's not that far from St. Andrews. You could literally drive it in under 2 hours.
Oh.
So, you know, it's nothing. You could basically play golf in Gullin and go and play golf in the evening in St. Andrews. It wouldn't be any problem. It's just, that's what's so fantastic about Scotland. When you get the weather like it is today, when you get the weather like it's been for the last few weeks, it's, you know, it's warm and it's windy today, and this is when links play comes into its own.
Yeah, and that's the wind, I think, is how Carnoustie got Carnoustie.
Completely. Well, the rough was up that week. I don't think the rough's going to be anywhere near as thick as it was in 1999 because it's been such a warm summer. It's going to be wispy.
Okay.
I think that, you know, the players will be able to. I don't think it's going to be Carnoustie. I think it's going to be Carnoustie this year.
Carnoustie. Yeah. How about it? Was interesting when I was reading some of your tweets, and this is James Corrigan, golf correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. Jamie, you were a little bit upset with Phil for not communicating with the media. Was it the first day?
Yeah, well, we were here on the Tuesday and we all just wanted to tell you. No, it's a big deal. It's a big deal when Phil Mickelson comes to our neck of the woods. You know, we all want to talk to him. We don't particularly want to ask him anything nasty. He's probably even though we got some great players here like Ricky and Justin Rose and Patrick Reed, Phil Mickelson is, you know, the stardust. And, you know, we want to talk to him because, you know, the fans are interested in him. He's the one they want to go and see. And so he didn't want to talk to us Tuesday, Wednesday. He went a long way to make it up for that on Thursday when he came out, and he was great with us and he was very honest with us. And, you know, I went and watched, I walked around six holes with him on Thursday. He wasn't playing great, but, you know, he's still the best one to watch, I think. He's an absolute favourite of mine. And I just, you know, think, you know, talk to the journalists. We're not as bad as they think. You know, British journalists have got a bit of a reputation, but sometimes, you know, I think it's a bit unjust. You know, we want to talk about Phil, who is this wonderful player, wonderful to watch, a great fan favorite.
Well, he was very apologetic. I read excerpts from that interview, and it was. And I like how he said, "I don't want to talk about my round. I want to talk about everything."
He did it very well, and that's what I mean. He knows how to do it. You know, he's been around so much, and he knew exactly what to say. And he could have just. I think he was right to do it this week because he didn't want to leave that hanging over and going into Carnoustie.
Yes,
because that would have just been silly.
Has he been
out of the way and.
No, go ahead. Sorry. No, sorry. You go ahead.
Yeah, so you know, he got it out the way now. It won't be an issue in Carnoustie now. It's been done, it's been wrapped up, and he did it well. Maybe he should have done it on a Tuesday, but I think, you know, it's all good now.
He has been playing an awful lot of golf. You know, for a man in his 40s, I mean, it's a lot of golf. And has he practiced at Carnoustie? Has he gone over there to?
Yeah. He went over and played up in Carnoustie on Wednesday. So he said, you know, he came out with some great stuff. Actually, he was saying how wonderful the course looks. He thinks it's going to be one of the great opens. You know, he's saying the rough isn't as penal as it was. In past opens, you know, he's really impressed with it. And I think there's, when Phil Mickelson is at his best and when he's at his creativity, most creative, I think he's made for Lynx Golf. You know, we saw it at Muirfield in 2013 when he provided one of the greatest finishes in major history, never mind his open history. Yeah. And, you know, he's still got one in him, I think. I still believe he's got one in him.
I do, too. Absolutely. When he's pulling it all together, I just wonder when he said something to the effect that, you know, he's not focusing well. And that's one of the things that when you play a whole lot of golf and you're traveling that much, you know, the brain just kind of goes, okay, like, huh?
Yeah. But I tell you what, he's the same age as me now. We're both 48, and I struggle to focus as much as I did. And I know exactly what he's saying, but I sometimes think with him, he's done it for so long, he just needs something, sometimes just to reawaken his magic.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, something that he'll click one day, I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
And it'll be somewhere like, Carnoustie as well, it happened, you know, as long as it's not too tough. I don't think if it's too tough that it'll necessarily suit him, but, you know, I wouldn't rule him out for next week.
What do you think of this match, this made-for-TV match, the $10 million Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson? He's really interested in this, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I can't imagine why. I imagine he's probably interested because he's going to get a load of money out of it. But it doesn't do much for me. You know, I'd love them to both get into contention next week and battle it out on the stretch.
Yes.
And money can't buy that. Money can't buy that. And you know, the Tiger's obviously not averse to his earning a few dollars either, so I'm sure he'll go for the $10 million thing. But to me, it's not really, you know, it's not what I'm interested in, I got to be honest.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. If it were their money, if it was their $10 million.
Yeah, well, they're not allowed to do that, are they? I was chatting to one of the American writers today, Steve DiMeglio from USA Today, and he says they're not allowed to bet their own money, so.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? To me, that makes it a bit of a, you know, that makes it even a bit more of a damp squid to me. But, you know, they're still great to watch, aren't they? I'm sure it'd get huge figures on the TV. And, you know, I'm sure I'd have to report and I'm sure I'd have to, you know, report on it because so many people would be interested. But, you know, in a way, I just think they're a bit better than that. You know, they're just two great champions. And I'd love them just to see them both battling down the stretch in a major. We've never really seen that, have we?
No.
Them going head-to-head in a major.
No, that's,
you
know, what they're looking for.
We never will, but but maybe we'll. But it will be a major. If they do it, 10 million, who cares, you know? But if they do it in a major, imagine if they did it next week in Carnoustie. It'd be the, you know, it'd be our equivalent of Jack and Tom and Turnberry in 77.
So, that'd be great.
You know, we can just, you know, hope and dream.
Now, I'm looking forward to the Ryder Cup. And Golf Le Nacional, it looks absolutely amazing, the changes they've made. I hear that it's, have you been?
I was there two weeks ago for the French Open. It looked stunning. It's what they've done, they cleared away a lot of the bushes and stuff, just because basically, just so they can get, you know, they're hoping to get 60,000 people in a day, 65,000 people. But it looks stunning. It's always been a stunning golf course. But what makes it, apart from the quality of the holes, which are great, is the banks, the viewing areas. I'm telling you, there'll never be a Ryder Cup, which is so, so good for viewing, you know, people who are there. And the atmosphere is just going to be extraordinary. I really believe that. I think it could be. And I think the way the teams are sitting up, it's very close. I think it could be a classic.
I do, too. I feel the same thing about the UK, the European team. It's just very, very exciting. I can't wait for this to happen. Before I let you go, I just want to do a shout-out to Trevor Immelman, who is, right?
He's doing great. I was just watching him then. He's just holding a big putt. He was punching the air. I love Trevor Immelman. He's a lovely man. He was a great golfer. And then, you know, it was a sad that he lost it, really. But, you know, it's still there. And, oh, he's just brilliant to watch that. And that's what's great about golf. It allows these comeback stories. And more than any other sport, it allows these comeback stories. And how great would it be if he actually walked in a winner in Scotland? Doesn't matter if it's the Open, doesn't matter if it's the Scottish Open. He's walking up the fairway, winning the golf tournament. I'd love to see that.
That would be marvelous. Oh, you know, if you have time next week when you're at Carnoustie.
Yes, Carnoustie.
Carnoustie, it would be great to talk with you. We'll give it a shot. That would be good.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you very much.
Brilliant.
James.
Thanks, Danielle. Speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. James Corrigan, golf correspondent, Daily Telegraph. We're going to come back, take a journey over to, yes, there is another golf event happening, but first, Phil O'Carroll, Managing Director of Fairways and Fun Days, because we've got something really special for everyone. Want to let you know about it right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We know you aren't looking for a new garage door right now. Even though you haven't changed it in many years, even though the new styles you've seen look clean and strong, even though your current garage door is creaking and groaning, even though your garage door is the first impression that visitors have of your home, you just aren't ready. Or are you? Rainer Hawaii will make it simple to beautify your home. Call Rainer now at 676-3667. That's Rainer at 676-3667.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futuristone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futuristone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futuristone. 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futuristone. Only the best.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Interesting things happening in Europe as we were talking with Jamie earlier about the heat, that it's unusually hot in Scotland. And of course, you could tell that it was pretty breezy as well. But the heat wave in Ireland has actually revealed what looks like a new henge near New Grange. I'm probably mispronouncing all of this, but it's uncovering an ancient settlement because the drought is drying out the ground. And then from above, you can see all of this stuff underneath. It predates Stonehenge, so it's quite the experience for everyone who's living in the UK right now. The temperatures, and in Ireland in particular. And speaking of Ireland, Phil O'Carroll is Managing Director of Fairways and Fun Days. Welcome into the clubhouse, Phil. You can tell us firsthand what the weather's been like.
Hello, Danielle. Lovely to talk to you again. Big aloha to all of your listeners. As we say, over this side of the Atlantic, a Cade Mille Falcha, or 100,000 welcomes. Lovely to talk to you again. Yeah, it's been an incredible last month over here. We've had temperatures sort of mid-70s to mid-80s for the past month. We haven't had one drop of rain for over a month in Ireland, which our 40 shades of green, unfortunately, are reducing by the day, but it's been an absolutely incredible summer over here. It's funny, we've had, I suppose, three really unusual weather patterns in the past 12 months, starting off with a hurricane last October, and then some of the worst snow conditions that we've had probably in about 100 years last March, and now this really, really unusual heat wave, which has lasted for, you know, as I said, over a month at this stage, Danielle. But it's great for golf. It's perfect conditions. The links courses especially are looking incredible at the moment. Very, very brown, very, very authentic links golf experience now if you're over here at the moment.
Having a great time. Everyone is. Right now, I was just talking with James Corrigan from the Daily Telegraph about how things are shaping up, and it'll be more like Carnoustie than Carnasty, because the rough won't be as long, and it'll be thinner than it was in 1999, for instance, when it was very, very difficult to play in. But with Phil O'Carroll, the managing director of Fairways and Fun Days, we really want to talk about the Golf Club 2019 Discover Ireland Journey. And we're trying to put together a fabulous trip, and you're welcome to sign up to be a part of. It's a trip to Ireland, guided by Fairways and Fun Days. Phil O'Carroll's great staff, of course, will be helping us with first-class accommodations, first-class destinations, food and drink, first-class places to play golf, to shop. I mean, if you're not a golfer and you've got a golfer in the family, or if you just want to come with us and you don't golf and you're going to do what Fairways and Funways can put together for the non-golfer in your family while you're out on the links playing 36 holes, if that's what you want. But all
that's
of this
correct.
Is...
That's yeah. correct, Danielle. Yeah, we're I suppose, just to give you your listeners a little background in relation to Fairways and Funways, we've been named Ireland's best golf tour operator for the past 2 years at the World Golf Awards. So we're really very, very well respected in the industry. I suppose we've really, really taken the whole golf vacation experience and revolutionized it. So, you know, as you know, and as anybody who's visited Ireland will know, we've got some of the world's best golf courses over here, but there's also a very, very unique experience that visitors will enjoy when they come to Ireland. So that's very much our tour's focus on enjoying all of that, not alone the really great golf courses, but also really the spectacular scenery and the really exhilarating evening entertainment. And that's what all of our clients can expect on their tours. So it's about enjoying every second of your time in Ireland and fitting as much of into your time as possible. And I suppose seeing and experiencing all that's great and unique about Ireland. We've been very, very lucky, obviously, with yourself, Danielle, and we're delighted to put this unique experience and unique tour proposal for your listeners. And I know certainly from looking at it from our team that have worked on this over the past number of weeks, we've put together a really incredible journey and an incredible vacation that your clients or that your listeners will be able to enjoy. I suppose, you know, looking at Ireland, it's not the largest country in the world. It's quite small in relation to, you know, some of our other European countries that are here. But we've got over 400 golf courses on our small island. And on this tour, the listeners' tour, believe it or not, it will allow your listeners to play three of the world's top 100 courses in a six-night tour. So there's very, very few, if any, other places in the world where you would be able to do that in such a small space of time and while not, you know, taking ridiculous amounts of travel involved. But I suppose maybe to give you a little idea, and I suppose to give your listeners a little feel for what this tour would be about, I suppose if they can sit back and relax for a second and pretend that they're sitting back in a nice pub enjoying a nice cool pint of Guinness. Our tours, Danielle, will start, I suppose, with a member of our team meeting all of our clients as they arrive in Ireland. And every one of our clients are presented with a few very, very significant things. So first of all, they will receive a Taste of Ireland food and drinks hamper. So that's got some of our iconic food and drinks brands. They'll also receive some, you know, really, really beautiful welcome gifts. So accessible, as you said, for both for golfers and for non-golfers. And from that, every aspect of their tour and of their time in Ireland has been planned by our, you know, dedicated and passionate team. We only sell Ireland, so we're specialists in relation to providing the best experience possible for our clients in Ireland. And on our particular, on this particular tour, it's going to be a 5-star tour from start to finish, but we're bringing it in at prices that, you know, your listeners won't believe. The quality and the price that we're going to bring this in at is going to be something that people won't believe when they look at everything that's included. As I said, I suppose starting off in relation to golf, so as you said, you know, you will have 5 golf courses, 3 of the world's top 100 golf courses, so that would be Portmarnock, the Old Course in Dublin. You'd also play Waterville, which, you know, is a favourite of the late and great Payne Stewart in the southwest of Ireland, and also the Old Ballybunion Course. As a bonus, we've put in there, and I suppose it's a really, really unique thing to be able to do. Your listeners will be staying and playing at the 2006 Ryder Cup venue, at the Ryder Cup, which at the K Club, which is just located just roughly 20 miles from Dublin City. So as I said, that's the golfing side of things. The final course, and it's a real favourite of mine, it's in the Midlands of Ireland. It's Shane Lowry's home course, a course called Esker Hills, which was designed by the great Irish golfer Christy O'Connor Jr. So this is it's an incredible golf course. It's one of the ones, I suppose, that when people often ask us, you know, give us a name of a hidden gem course that they would like to play that maybe people in North America don't normally come to Ireland to play. Esker Hills would be one of those courses. Ray Malloy, the owner down there, and the team will absolutely welcome all of their visitors with open arms, and it's something really, really unique, I suppose, to not alone to play Esker Hills, which, as I said, is Shane Lowry's home course, but to experience the Esker Hills welcome. So as I said, Danielle, it's a 5-star tour from start to finish. So it's, you know, your listeners will be staying in the K Club Resort for 3 nights, and they'll then be moving down towards the southwest of Ireland for 3 nights at the magnificent Muckross Park Hotel, which a lot of your listeners may have heard of, Killarney National Park. Muckross Park Hotel is located right in the heart of the Killarney National Park. So, you know, scenery, wildlife, nature, it's all going to be there right on your doorstep there. And as I said to you, you know, it's about a lot more than golf, and it's about a lot more than a, you know, really, really high-class accommodation. So this is about making the most of your time in Ireland. It's about seeing the iconic sites. So your listeners are going to be able to visit Guinness Storehouse. They'll have a pre-arranged tour there. Tullamore Dew Distillery, Kilmainham Jail, the Ring of Kerry, the Wild Atlantic Way. All of these iconic tourist attractions now are all going to be part of this tour. And as you know, I suppose, when people think of Ireland, they think about evening entertainment. They think about the great food, the great social life that's in Ireland, and we're very, very much focused on making sure that all of our clients, including your listeners, will enjoy that. So as part of this tour, they're going to have 6 really magnificent meals, so a 4-course meal each evening. Some of them, to give you a quick rundown, so you're going to be dining like a king or queen in Barberstown Castle. You're going to be enjoying an Irish night show, an authentic live Irish night show. You're going to be enjoying the Dublin City pub tour, so 6 of Dublin's iconic pubs. So this is just, I suppose, a taste and a feel for what this tour will be, Danielle. And I suppose the final thing that I would say is our tours are, you know, chauffeur-driven tours are about really having fun with an Irish driver who's knowledgeable about golf, who's knowledgeable about Ireland, and who's going to offer that real, unique Irish sense of humour that's going to really, really make this an incredible journey, you know, and a journey, I suppose, that people will always remember. And, of course, you know, when you look at the golf, it's nice to have a little competitive edge sometimes. So this tour will include our unique fairways and fun days competition pack. So, you know, all of your listeners are going to be having a long drive and a closest to pin competition each day, but they're also going to be having prizes for the overall winner, and I suppose a little surprise prize then for the guy or girl who hasn't had such a good week as well. So that's to give you a quick idea, I suppose, as to what this tour is about. We promise magical memories, and we deliver on it every single time, Danielle. And I suppose if people look at our client testimonials on our website and they look at what, you know, previous clients have said about fairways and fun days, they'll get a good feel for what we do. It's all about quality. It's all about offering the best experience to people who, when they come to Ireland. It's about extending the warm welcome, which we're world famous for. And it's about making sure that our clients enjoy every second of their time while they're in Ireland. And as I said, we do this with the price promise that our prices won't be beaten. As you said yourself, Danielle, it's about making sure that everybody is happy as well. So whether there are non-golfers who'd like to travel on this trip, we will tailor the tour to best meet their interests. So whether they're interested in, you know, sightseeing or spa treatments, or whether it's fishing or whether it's shopping, we will tailor make their side of the tour for, you know, especially to meet their requirements and their interests.
So we're going to have to post all of this on our website. I will be providing you as well on my Facebook pages. You'll be able to find a link. And at Fairways and Fun Days, you can go to Fairways and Fun Days and just get a sense of all the things that Phil O'Carroll, Managing Director of Fairways and Fun Days, and his magnificent staff put together. If you are not interested in a group event, you can always, let's say, tailor make your tour to, I want to play courses that have hosted the Irish Open, you know, something like that. You can make your own. But we've got this fabulous listeners tour, and we're putting it together. Phil O'Carroll, I'm excited. I can't wait to go.
It's good. And we're really looking forward to hosting you guys over here. As I said, you know, it's going to be a magical tour. On that note, Danielle, as you mentioned, you know, it may not suit all of your listeners, of course. If there are any of your listeners that are, you know, even thinking about coming to Ireland and maybe have some questions, our team are always delighted to help here. We offer completely no obligation consultations and quotations. So, you know, if it's something that people would like to, your listeners would like to maybe inquire more about Ireland, certainly go to our website, www.fairwaysandfundays.com. So www.fairwaysandfundays.com. Or they can contact us toll-free from Hawaii or from any parts of the U.S. or Canada on 1-800-779-9810. That's 1-800-779-9810, and that's a toll-free number. But as I said, it's a magical place. I suppose we're very, very fortunate, Danielle. We're counting down already to 2019 here.
Yes.
With the Open Championship going to Royal Portrush. And also the Irish Open, which was an enormous success in Ballyliffin just over a week ago, which is in the northwest of Ireland, an incredible part of Ireland, I suppose. One of the places, I suppose, that's a little bit off the beaten track, I suppose, but an absolutely magical part of Ireland. As I said to you, not to repeat myself, but this is, Ireland is what we do, Danielle. Ireland is what we specialise in. We don't sell any other destinations. We know Ireland, I suppose we're passionate about promoting Ireland, and I suppose certainly our team are all about, you know, educating all of our clients. They're all about providing the best experience and the most authentic experience and customized experience that we can provide.
Now that we've teased you, of course, we're going to let you know next week the dates. We're going to continue bringing you information so that you'll know where to go to sign up so that you can be on the listeners tour. Phil O'Carroll, Managing Director, Fairways and Fun Days, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
Very excited.
And a big warm hello to all of your listeners, as I say, from this side of the Atlantic.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. We've got to go take care of all of the different people who are taking care of us, who make this show possible. So we're going to take a commercial break. Afterwards, George McNeely is going to be coming to us from the John Deere Classic, where Parker McLaughlin is doing really good. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect, what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
George O'Reilly, O'Reilly Communications. He's at the John Deere Classic right now, where I understand, and he'll be able to tell us more, that round three has been suspended due to inclement weather. I was just checking the leaderboard. George, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you, Danielle. Yep, we got suspended. Yesterday we had quite a delay as well, and Michael Kim took a four-shot lead Friday here at the John Deere Classic at TPC Deer Run, an event on Friday that was suspended twice due to lightning and other weather concerns. Today, they completed the delayed second round and got moving on the third round, but we had ourselves another weather delay at 10:38. They're going to be getting back on the course to continue shortly. Kim, winless in 84 career PGA Tour starts, was 16 under through 35 holes yesterday, with the second round to be completed this morning, where he would bogey his 18th hole and would drop back to a three-shot lead. And that's where we're standing right now, a three-shot lead for Michael Kim. And you had mentioned Parker.
Yes.
And he is doing fantastic. He's 10 under par, and he's five off the pace. He's in a four-way tie for eighth place with Robert Garrigus, Sam Ryder, and Harold Varner III. Parker began his opening round on Thursday on the 10th hole. He had one front nine birdie, four more in the back for a 66, five under par on this par 71 TPC Deer Run. On Friday, three front nine birdies, four on the back, but a couple of costly bogeys on that back nine, but for another five under par 66. So he's standing at 10 under par, and he's five shots off the lead held right now by Michael Kim.
Interesting to see the numbers, the 63s, the 64s, 65s. These guys are shooting low. Are the conditions on the course that benign?
The greens are soft, but I think Zach Johnson said it wonderfully on Thursday. He said, we've made it look too easy to you fans and you folks with the microphones, and we're a victim of our own success here. And I think there's a lot of truth, because think about it. 20 under par won the Players' Championship. 20 under par tends to win here at the TPC Deer Run. So for those people that would disparage this layout. This is a very tough TPC course, as I can personally attest to on the Monday after every one of these John Deere Classics, trying to get around here for the average golfer, which these people are certainly not, is a great feat.
Yes, absolutely. A different echelon. Just stand by here. KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. George McNeely at the John Deere Classic. It's great to hear that Parker is doing so well. And I was just reflecting on history. Didn't in the past, from the John Deere, a jet ferry off the guys over to the Open so that they would come to the Deere and get to the Open on time?
In my opinion, and I certainly don't want to offend any of the locals in Hawaii, but I think Claire Peterson, the tournament director for the John Deere Classic, is the brightest light on the tour as far as tournament directors. There are others that I've worked with over the years that are certainly incredible as well. But Claire and the support of the Deere & Company has set up a charter flight on Sunday night. And they go wheels up and they head across the Atlantic to the Open Championship, making it so easy for the golfers to compete next week in the Open Championship. What the Deere tournament has done is they've embraced this date, and they are not a victim of this date, and they've made it into something absolutely spectacular. You talk to Francesco Molinari, who is contending as well this week, a couple shots off the lead. He won the Quicken Loans a couple of weeks ago in Washington, D.C., then went back across the pond to get ready for the Open, and then came back to the John Deere. And I asked him on Wednesday's pre-event news conference just basically why would you do that to yourself when many of the top players in the world just decide to stay over there or to bypass the Deere. And he said that, you know, one guy is going to win next week and a whole bunch of others will wish they played here. And at the end of the day, you play in tournaments to try to win tournaments. And, you know, he's here, and it doesn't seem to be affecting him any. And I think being an international player on the European Tour, he feels pretty prepared for Carnoustie. And it's not all that impactful, but I think that charter flight has done wonders.
Yes.
in helping some of the best young golfers have a chance to get over there. Think about Zach Johnson, who took that charter flight in 2015, went over and won the Open Championship. Jordan Spieth, before him, won his first pro tournament here at the Deere, and then would go on to win the Open Championship. So it's just a very magical story. They say nothing runs like a deer, and magic happens here, and I think there's a lot of truth to that.
That's beautiful. It's because this is part of the Open qualifying tournaments, the John Deere Classic, and I love the fact that what the Open, the RNA has chosen to do is, instead of having people trek to the UK, as they did in the old days, where you'd have to qualify to try to get into the Open, there are qualifying tournaments. In other words, at a PGA Tour stop, if you haven't been, you know, you haven't gotten your ticket to get to the Open, that, and if you are in a certain position at the end of the tournament, then you get your ticket to the Open. And that's why this charter flight is so cool. Can you break it down for us, George, about how they figure out which person gets to go?
You mean if you are successful here at the tournament, who
yes.
gets a berth in the Open?
Right, because you don't have to win the John Deere.
You, if you win and you're not already qualified for the Open Championship, you are in. That's going to be a lovely charter flight. You better pack your bags because you've got about an hour and a half. So everybody's got their bags packed ready to roll if they're in contention. But if you are in the top five in this tournament and you have not already qualified for the Open Championship, you're in.
That could be a significant number in this particular field, right?
Absolutely. And think about Bryson DeChambeau last year. And think about Ryan Moore. Think about Brian Harman and of course Jordan Spieth out of the bunker and plays his way into the Open Championship. It's really something terrific. When you walk into the media center below the clubhouse where I'm at TPC Deer Run, there is a step and repeat wall, which I'm sure you're familiar with, where you interview the players at the tournaments, and it's branded John Deere Classic Open Championship. The R&A and the John Deere Classic have a beautiful relationship, and they will take a picture of the winner in front of the step and repeat wall and get it all over social media so that everybody is understanding this very unique relationship between the R&A and John Deere, and that many life-changing opportunities have taken place. Michael Kim last night, you know, I asked the question in the news conference, and they picked up the soundbite, his response, where basically I wanted to know, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You're a somewhat unfamiliar name to those who don't cover the PGA Tour every week. And I thought it was a great opportunity for us to get to know him. And he talked about that he was part of that 2011 class with Jordan Spieth and a few other great ones that have emerged, and that he's been playing the Web.com Tour, and that his 15-under performance over the first two rounds is probably the best golf that he's played since college. My follow-up question, as you would expect, because you're a terrific interviewer, I said, do you comprehend sitting here right now, A, how well you're currently playing, and B, how many young men's lives have been changed as a result of winning this tournament in recent years? And he rattled off the names. They're fully aware of the value of coming to the Quad Cities and the Moline, Davenport area in the Midwest, the heartland of America.
Well, I'm thinking about Parker McLaughlin. If he went, I mean, he doesn't have to win. It would be great if he won. But if he's in the top five, he can go to the Open. And he'll be on that charter flight, and that gives me goosebumps, chicken skin.
Well, it's the best finisher of those who have not already qualified for the Open.
Right.
So if Parker, let's say, finishes fourth, and 1, 2, 3, and 5, or 1, 2, 3 are in the Open, he's in. So, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, it would be really cool. And on one final, this is, I thought, one of the best stories that came out of the John Deere Classic at the very beginning of the week, you know, the lead up to play, was Stephen Bowditch and Elias Frank. Is that how we pronounce his last name?
Yep.
Stephen Bowditch hasn't won in a while, and he's still grinding it out on the tours. He put on Twitter that he was looking. How did he phrase it? He was looking.
Yeah, let me read the ad for you.
Sure.
But to your first point, Bowditch has not made the cut very much at all, as you
here
say.
We go.
he's made the cut in only two of his last 37 PGA Tour events. This week, he struggled as well and did not make the cut heading into the weekend. And in fact, specifically, he didn't make the cut. He was plus one the first day, plus two the second day, finished three over. But he ran an ad on Twitter, and it says, any local kids/college players in the Quad Cities area that are interested in caddying in this tournament, this thread is for you. The best response or reason gets the job. 2 p.m. Tuesday start, finish Friday, 1% chance Sunday. payment, all leftover gloves and balls are yours. I got to tell you, I'm loving this.
I know. And the answer from Elias was, I visit my grandparents' farm nearby. I've played the course and loved it. Two of my uncles work for John Deere. I'm a caddy at my local country club and on the golf team. I turned 17 on Friday, and helping you make the cut would be a great birthday present. I love Australia.
it turned out none of that was true, by the way. No, I'm kidding. Actually, it was all 100% truthful, and Frank wins the Twitter contest. And he gets the caddy for 2 days, and he's a senior to be, And it was just a wonderful experience for the young man. Bowditch was in a threesome that included another Chicago area native, Kevin Strillman, a tour pro. And it was just, it was really terrific for the kid. And I was so happy for him. And he was all smiles. And the media all over Chicago were running stories about it. And it just goes to show you what we learned in elementary school still holds true. Write concisely and be genuine.
Exactly. All right.
That's what the kid did.
Thank you so much for being on the show, George. It's a pleasure talking with you. George McNeely, McNeely Communications, and right there at the John Deere Classic. It's a monster weekend for a lot of players trying to make the golf their career. Thanks a whole lot for being with me on the show.
My pleasure, Daniel.
Thank Aloha. You. We're going to come back and go to South Africa. Bodie Sieber, you may know the name from a different sport than golf, but he's got something really cool going for the game of golf. And we'll talk with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
A question. What is six times larger than your front door? What can open and close with the touch of a button or the click of your smartphone? What do your neighbors notice every time they pass your home? And what is the one home improvement that offers the largest return on investment? What gives you thousands of choices yet can be installed in a single day? You're right. It's your new Rainer garage door. Beautify your home with Rainer at 676-3667. That's 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call. Ah, here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We've been spending a whole lot of time on golf courses, and one of the cutest things that I've heard so far today on the show, I mean, there's been a lot of things, but when Phil O'Carroll said that there was a heat wave in Ireland, and it's been between 75 and 85 degrees for over a month. I thought, we wish sometimes it'd be 75 to 85 degrees and get away from the 90s. So we're going to go, I believe, to South Africa. South Africa is where Bodie Sieber makes his home. He's CEO of Tag Marshall. Tag Marshall, possibly. Let's bring Bodie in right now. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Are you the famous rugby player?
Yeah, indeed. I'm a former rugby player.
Okay.
This was in my younger years when I was a student. But yeah, it certainly served me well in terms of building character, and I got to see some amazing parts of the world, which is how I came from my native Germany to South Africa, and also Ireland, which you've just mentioned. I was there just recently, and it didn't rain for a whole week, and I thought something's broken here.
That's exactly what they said. It hasn't rained in a month. What is going on? The green is turning not green. And yeah, it's interesting. But so nice to meet you. And I wanted to say Tag Marshall. Is it Tag Marshall or Tag Marshall?
Tag Marshall.
Tag Marshall. Okay, so this Tag Marshall, I want you to listen to this. Golfers and people who are, you know, running private golf courses, resort daily fee courses, this Tag Marshall is an affordable golf course intelligence platform that improves efficiencies, saves costs, increases revenue with the additional data and intuitive technology that it brings to the table. But it also, for the golfer, it increases pace of play. And there's nothing creepier than being on a golf course for 5.5-6 hours. You know, you're enjoying the company, but that's long. And so tell me about how you came up with Tag Marshall and what it can do.
Well, then you're quite right. The key ingredient of a round of golf, and that is why people play this amazing game, is the experience. And this is exactly where we saw a big opportunity in the market, or rather a need and a problem that needed to be solved. And the pace and having a good flow on the course and having no holdups, no bottlenecks, and just having a great time so that everything else that might be set up for you, including the weather if you're an island currently, and obviously the conditioning and everything else shines if you can present the course well in terms of the flow and in terms of the pace. And this is a common and well and at length discussed issue at any golf club in the world. And as a company, we were made aware of this by a good friend who's one of our co-founders. And we come from a corporate efficiencies and business intelligence background where we for over a decade have used data for better performance. And we saw that there is a real gap in the golf market where we can bring our expertise and our different and alternative way of looking at the golf operation into good effect. And the take up in the industry, both in the US and internationally, has proven that we're on the right track.
Your objectives: enhance a golfer's experience, optimize the operational efficiencies, work smarter and save money, improve pace of play and enhance the quality and consistency of the on-course experience, and unlock revenue. I mean, all of these are win-win situations for the customer as well as for the person who's providing the service. But how does this functionally work? What do you do? What are you measuring?
So what we're measuring, there's obviously a number of variables that make up a round of golf, and from a course operations point of view, one of these variables is the players that are out on the course. And the traditional way of trying to assist them and trying to make sure that there's a decent pace and there's a good flow on the course is to have a marshal. Not all courses have that, and some have got multiple marshals. And where we saw the opportunity is that if we can provide a technology that helps the course management as well as the ranges of marshals, if there are any field, and preemptively any bottleneck that may occur in terms of understanding that this is a group that's really slowing down and starting to impact others before it happens or as it happens, then this would be a win. So what we're doing is we're GPS tracking players, so that can be walkers or they can be with a cart. And our technology, really what it does is take that geodata of every playing group and uses really smart algorithms and predictive engines to make sense of the course at any given time, and to then provide a ranger or an assistant golf pro who might be on duty to go out and assist players who might be falling off the pace preemptively. So it's not a case of there's groups backed up now and the day really is in jeopardy in terms of everybody else behind them, which might be 100 people, get inconvenienced. But you can really, as it happens and as it occurs, you can intervene. And then obviously that balances the flow and brings down the pace dramatically.
Perfect. So what I'm looking at now is a map of my golf course, and everyone has a tag. And the tag is the marshal. So you can see from your office where something is not in sequence, something is slowing down. And instead of someone who happens to be on the golf course, you know, complaining to someone who then comes to the office to say, we've got a problem over on 9. Can you get over to 9? You can immediately see that there is a problem on 9. You know, there maybe there's a problem the foursome is having or whatever. They don't realize that they're inconveniencing people. And then you can have somebody immediately go to that destination, take care of it before it becomes a larger backup. Is that what we're seeing?
Yes, you're absolutely right. But we don't have to tag everyone because ultimately a group is only as fast or slow as its slowest member.
Yes.
So we only need to tag one person or one player in the group. And that can obviously be a 2-ball, a 3-ball, or a 4-ball. But you're absolutely right. So what we're looking for is that there's a gap time. So that the gap time is being a tier 2. So effectively, ideally what you want, and that's not always possible, but ideally what you want is for the groups to be and have the same time gap in between. And this is not something that is easy to see when you're a marshal or when you're somebody trying to observe that, because the gap opens up and closes in line with the terrain and in line with the play that's happening. And sometimes that may be 100 yards, sometimes it may be way more than that. But if you have an understanding of the time that there is between the groups, that's really when you get a clear picture of your field. And our technology makes it very very easy to see, because as you're saying, on a map that might be on a tablet, on an iPad, or on a phone, or in your office computer, you can see immediately what's happening. We're making the biggest problem on the course or the biggest risk, the biggest icon, and every group has got an icon. You can see, are they walking? Are they with a cart? And are they now a problem? Are they slowing down? Are they inconveniencing others? And it's very clearly marked. So then you can then make a decision as to intervene and obviously also have an objective conversation, because you can say, look, guys, you're out of position by about 5 minutes, and I suggest you do A, B, and C and get back on track. You might not be aware, but you're holding up the group behind you. And so you can have an objective conversation. And it's not a case of, it's not us, it's the guys in front of us, which is something that every marshal and every golf professional out there hears daily, because you can actually show them on a map, you can show the players and have a conversation and rather assist them and also add value, because it's a case of, if somebody's playing well on pace, encourage them, say, keep it up. Today we've set up the course like this and there's a bit of headwind, play it like that. So now you've got a value and an experience enhancer rather than somebody with a big stick who's running out looking to get people.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody wants the marshal to come over and say, hey, speed up, because he's always grumpy. And this way you can catch it, nip it in the bud, and you can have a conversation. So from what I understand, private golf courses, daily fee resort golf courses, all of these golf courses are really taking to it. I love this. We have actually an open connection with a Carnoustie head golf professional, Colin Sinclair. He said, I can't imagine operating without Tag Marshall next season. The system has proved to be invaluable. It's enabled us to make savings, it's improving service delivery, improves pace of play, and enhances the whole golf experience. Very much at the front and center of how we manage our golf operations in the future. And of course, right now he's probably so busy trying to manage Carnoustie and get it ready for the Open. Maybe they should have Tag Marshall for some of our PGA Tour players and get them speeded up.
Yeah, that is the next step. We're actually working with a few associations at present, because they're seeing the value in managing tournaments smarter. But you're quite right with what you're saying at Carnoustie. I mean, they are a standout facility and they're a standout player in golf. And for them to go out and say, look, we really know how to run an operation, but this system has helped us do it so much better and smarter and help us understand our own course so much better. We know where to position our people. We know at what times of the day we need to be aware, and we know at what times of the day, what times of the week we can task our staff with other duties, and we don't need them out on the course. So they're understanding the operations much better. And one of the things that also comes with that is you can have appropriate setups depending on weather, depending on quality of players you're experiencing, because you've got data that helps you understand how your course is performing on a hole-by-hole, on a zone-by-zone basis. And it collects data every single minute of every single day. So if you wanted to do this manually, it would be a hell of a job.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of courses have got some sort of pen and paper system, but unfortunately, while this is sort of gives you a direction, a lot of the data dies on the paper, and it's not something that you can really use to performance track and really use to see what happens if we make an adjustment to this hole. What happens if we this hole is performing 4 minutes slower than we want it to? Can we not adjust the rough? Can we adjust our setup slightly? Okay, let's run 2 weeks worth of groups through it and see, have we made an improvement? And this is something where superintendents get very excited, and obviously also anyone who's got any touch point with the on-course experience, because they've got control over what they're doing.
I love it. I think the American Junior Golf Association might also be interested in what you have, because junior golfers are starting to follow in the footsteps of the people they see on television. So they're really turning into slowpokes, and this can really help them show the kids how they need to move to be considerate for the others. Recent installments of Tag Marshall include Pinehurst, the Ocean Course at Kiowa, Whistling Straits, Erin Hills, East Lake, Valhalla, and a whole lot more. Bodo Sieber, real pleasure to talk to you, a CEO of Tag Marshall. How can somebody who's listening get in touch with your company about getting more information about Tag Marshall?
We've got a very good website that gives a lot of information. It's tagmarshall.com, tagmarshall1l.com. And obviously there's a lot of pace-related information. There's case studies and so on. One thing that's maybe important to point out is that while we're currently on 8 of the top 10 U.S. public courses and also in a lot of really good private clubs, the majority of our courses are the straight on the middle $45, $50 round courses. And they are seeing the value because if they can save some money and provide a better experience, which makes them more competitive, that is a winning formula for them. And the experience is the key in anything golf.
Absolutely. So what you do is you save money, and you're not, what you're trying to tell us, I think, is that you're not terribly expensive and that everyone can really figure out a way to afford Tag Marshall, because it'll help reduce the costs and increase productivity and make it so much better for the golfers who are on the course and they'll want to come back. Thank you so much. Bodo Sieber, a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back next week. We're going to be doing all open conversations and talk about a cameraman, television cameraman, and what it's like being in those towers. And that he has a book of photos that he's taken from the towers when he's done television shoots, you know, for golf course, golf tournaments. Yes, Danielle, just close the show. I can hear you. Thank you to the people who make the show possible. Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, a new build, a renovation, just call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, or your home project into artwork. Call Futuristone. Only the best. And you know, if I had time, maybe we have time, let's just try it, right? Let's just give it a shot. Okay, would you like to win golf balls? Yes. The number to call is 546-5675. 808-546-5675. If we don't give them away today, we'll give two away to celebrate the Open. One ladies and one men's. Okay? We'll have two men's if there are two men who win. But we've had women winners, and it is so exciting for me. I really just love it. So thank you to Rainer Doors, overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, into providing lasting security and safety, not just for your business, for your home. And man, it's going to make your front door look awesome. Just that garage door. And we've got calls coming in right now. So the number is 546-5675. Rainer Doors, I saw some of the new door decorations. Really nice work. So you should give them a call. Rainer Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. And Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional and two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. He's at the Kahili course. I just wanted to mention that David Havens is doing one of his goodness knows how many rounds of golf to raise money for Spare for Change. And that's a really cool thing that he does. So get over to Maui. If you're on Maui, get over to the course and just have a really good time. So did we get a winner? Did we have somebody who's won? We're about to wrap up the show. We do have a winner. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2018.